I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're zooming in on the plight of gorillas in Africa. Some new international initiatives to ensure the long-term survival of gorillas are underway, and the UN has declared 2009 to be the year of the gorilla. Jamie Kempsey is with the International Gorilla Conservation Program. He's in Kigali, the Rwandan capital. And first off, Jamie, mountain gorillas don't recognize international boundaries, but we're going to focus on the three principal countries, or range states, they inhabit. So what are they?
Those are the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, and Uganda. Those three countries are part of what we call the Virunga Massif, which is a chain of volcanoes that skirt the borders of those three countries.
So being on the ground, tell us what you've seen that illustrates the plight of the mountain gorillas today, specifically in this war-ravaged border area of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
One of the things that I would say immediately is the fact that the conflict is raging right now means there are all kinds of implications for the mountain gorillas that live in that area. There are about 200 of them that live on that side of the border in Virunga Volcanoes National Park there. And it's difficult to gauge exactly whether they're healthy and how this conflict is affecting the gorillas, because there has been a lot of fighting. And the rangers were forced to flee their post and the park headquarters in October. The rangers have been invited back. IGCP, the International Gorilla Conservation Program, has worked with the rebel militia that controls that area to invite those rangers back. The rangers have been telling us, as far as they know, the gorillas are safe. But for a while, they were not able to go out and monitor them on a daily basis.
The International Convention on Migratory Species is meeting in Rome this week. They've pledged to enact new conservation measures. What do you think is most promising on the international front of conservation measures for gorillas?
Gorillas are finally starting to get some attention. Governments, for the first time, are starting to cooperate. In this area, we have a transboundary secretariat, which coordinates gorilla conservation efforts in the three range states of the mountain gorillas. Government officials, as well as NGO officials and others from each range state, are now starting to talk to each other. And I think once that happens, that's probably the most promising development.
Many Central and Western African countries have laws on the books already against poaching. But from your experience, are poachers arrested? Are they ever put in jail?
The rangers, if they have the ability, I know and I've heard that if they have the ability to arrest somebody, they're very serious about it and they will do it. They don't always have that ability because of the conflict right now, but where the governments are stable and peaceful in Rwanda and Uganda, they're very serious about this, and it does happen.
I mean, you're in Kigali, Rwanda. How does the mountain gorilla kind of impose itself on the people, the culture and the society there? I mean, are people proud of their mountain gorillas?
They are very, very proud of the mountain gorilla. When you travel throughout Rwanda, you'll see on the side of the road mountain gorilla statues everywhere. Not only is it a great source of revenue for this country through tourism, I think it's one of their largest earners right now, it's also a great source of pride for the people of Rwanda. They realize that this animal is very, very rare, and a third to half of them live in their country. And people here seem to be very, very aware of it.
Jamie Kempsey of the International Gorilla Conservation Program speaking with us from Kigali. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.